This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome back to Surreal Talk. Look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. It's a lineupmedia.fm production. We talked about Joe McCarthy and where we at, guys.
At length, yeah. I think we bored everybody to death with that one.
I found
my
it
fault.
But I don't think it was boring. Honestly, I just
I learned a lot today.
Not for us, but I think
it might have been for them.
Yeah,
but I would say I'm very surprised at your okayness with McCarthyism. But that's neither here nor there at this point. I don't want to get into it again. Please, God.
Do you think people will look back and give anybody else an ism? I'm not saying anybody names.
Well, let's see.
Maybe an asm.
Ooh, I'll give those.
Who has an ism after their name?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Like Gonzoism?
Gonzo journalism.
Only thing I can think of, and I know it's beating a goddamn dead horse, but Thompsonism? Is that a Thompsonism? Is that a thing?
No, he's saying Gonzo journalism. That's Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah, but that's just journalism. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's
I'm trying to call it Gonzoism, but that doesn't work.
Semi boring. Thanks, Seth. I think you're being generous.
Anyway, we got fucking voicemails that are a month old at this point.
All right,
point.
Yeah. Speaking of boring, let's hear the month old.
And if I have one here that's 5 minutes, one is. I'm not playing these ones that are fucking super long. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry.
Well,
I love you.
How about Machiavellian? That's close, right?
Machiavelli?
Machiavellian.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. You know, that's an adjective.
Ian or isms. You know, Ian is like a comparison.
Well, you play them
like
Kachigian.
It's like Kachigi.
Kachigian and
the words Armenian derived. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. So is my shirt, apparently.
All right. This first one's from Ian. Let's see where it goes.
Okay. Ian.
Ian.
Such a fine Christian.
Crazy enough, I have Total Recall in the background, boys.
Oh, cool.
Ian. We're going to move down here in Florida.
Hey,
St. Pete.
What's up, Tommy? St. Pete, Florida.
I know Armand said last time, he's like, oh, yeah, Miami.
What did I say?
Yeah, dude, Miami. all you big city guys, this is...
I lived in Miami.
Dude. I think we all agree on the I don't know, dude thing.
I don't know, dude.
dude I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Up stuff, like, yellow mucus.
So this could be a problem that this voicemail is a month old, and he's talking about shit we have no remembrance of.
Right, that's
good. Well, give him his moment, though.
It's going to be a problem, yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
What?
Dude, people are losing money. It's the people that...
Oh, he's talking about coronavirus.
Corona, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
they don't know where their money's coming from anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's humongous. You know, if you don't know where your money's coming from, I mean...
Anybody else bored talking about corona?
Yeah, but I could talk about money.
Well,
it's
timely.
The only thing we've talked about for months. Like, anytime you talk to anybody, it's corona talk time.
You know what we should talk about? The plandemic.
I'd like to do a
show on plandemic. We were watching that, yeah. We were watching that video.
I'd like to do a show, and I think it's mostly bullshit. A lot of people, you know, buy into it, but I think that lady's a fucking anti-vaccine maniac.
You know, yeah, you have mental problems. You know?
I do.
I mean, anyway, fuck me.
Marxism,
that's
right?
What it is this time, guys. Fuck me. Fuck Ian.
fuck Ian.
I love Florida weather. Let's go. Pump up that fucking heat, baby. All right, guys. Thanks.
Good luck.
Hey,
man.
Later, bud.
What part of Florida? Did he say what part of Florida he's in?
St. Petersburg.
Oh, St. Pete. Okay. That's nice. Yes. Yeah. Gulf side.
Here's another one from Ian.
Another one. Okay.
Let's see. What's up, fellas? Armand, Eric.
Hey, Ian.
Hey.
Fuck Everett.
yeah, fuck Everett. Thank you.
I'm forgetting fucking Everett. Jesus.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Right on, Ian.
He sounds high.
I think, honestly, bro.
I think so.
If this thing is going to keep going, right, this fucking COVID thing, people don't shut up about it. this is just another push for fucking socialized, communized fucking America, bro.
I
agree.
This is the shit that they were talking about when you know, everybody was talking about.
So I think it's similar to the Red Scare. I think people are using this to their advantage.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
100%. That's what he's saying.
Not that you believe that McCarthy used the Red Scare to his advantage, but you get what I'm pointing.
No, he admitted that earlier. He said he did.
Yeah, he did, but I don't blame him.
Obama was in the office. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. He wasn't a bad president. I'm just saying that.
What you saying?
This is a push for, you know, this woo flu thing is just another push on keeping the citizens, the civilians, you know, bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Restaurants closed, business roads closing, interstates closing.
Who the fuck does that benefit?
Are they closing interstates
too?
What
they do is you know,
maybe
they,
I don't know.
First, the military, the martial law, they come round us all up
for what,
you know,
though?
As many as they can,
but for what though?
And
no offense, Ian, but this is the exact type of statements that have gotten me so disenfranchised.
Well, I just no, I mean, I can get behind it, but I gotta have a reason.
I can't get behind
well,
it.
Well, I mean, I need to know why.
It's unsubstantiated, exactly.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I can get behind it. I fuck the
they
government, but I need to know why.
Man, they indenture servitude us like these freaking CDC camps and stuff, bro.
Well,
whatever.
I think it's...
I know this is a dead. This horse is getting beat. To
oh
death.
Yeah,
fucking... he's fucking got
but,
time travel. Forethought. What is it
and
called?
I left a voicemail. I was fucking hammered, bro.
Yeah, we could tell. Dude, it was cool.
Cash in Tampa and fucking
went to the strip club.
Anyway,
didn't
don't
you?
Listen to that one. This one, this
too
is
late.
An intelligent one. Anyways, it's Ian and
McCall,
St. Pete. Keep rocking out there. You guys are in Chicago. Are you guys really in Chicago? I'm
St. Louis.
LA. I know. You guys talk about L.A.
That's all right. It's my accent. Makes you think that?
Oh, no. It's your Ted impersonation.
Yeah, Ted. So you guys really in Chicago?
Yes, Ian. We're from Chicago.
That's Ted, right?
Yeah.
Armand says L.A. And then
yeah. Well.
Ever. I don't yeah. know. You don't ever say any cities. Anyways, man, love right. you guys. You know, stay safe.
St. Right. Louis, buddy.
Right, you too, Ian.
Let's hear some more good stuff.
Hell yeah, St.
I don't
Louis.
Know about that, but we'll try.
Well, I mean, so you think what he just said there is what we're discussing? Paranoia.
What would? But that's the thing. Like, so why would they round us all up though? Like, what's the means for the rounding us up? What would the coronavirus do that could cause our government to
Dude,
need to round us up?
Same thing since Katrina with the FEMA camps, and it's the big fear that the government's going to enslave us all somehow. Like, there's enough of them to effectively fucking take over. Like,
well,
like the people in government aren't just people too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah, but they're people that thirst for power. I mean,
no,
little
no.
by little,
not
we're giving it to them.
Not the people that are going door to door picking people up. No, there's the war pigs at the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you don't, they don't have an army big enough of I would say, of people to enslave this country, to take everybody and put them in these work camps or FEMA
camps.
Well,
I don't
think
they want it, but I don't think that's the design, Everett. I think
that's what people are afraid of.
Ian thinks that may be the design.
I think that's the big deal.
Well, why would they have to do that if you can?
Don't assign a logical question to this fear.
Well, I'm telling you why it's logical. If you can by edict shut down the whole country and tell people what they can and can't do, what do you have to enslave them? They are enslaved. We have to put them in a camp, right?
Freedom is illusion anyway, man.
Well, I mean, if we're talking like
I don't
that,
know. If you think so, we're in big trouble.
When's the last time you were free to do what you wanted to do?
Why we had more freedom, but it's incremental. It's Fabianism. Look, there's one, Fabianism. Okay,
Marxism
little
too. UGC said
Marxism
in the chat.
Marxism's good. Yeah, that's a good one. Little by little, that's what happens. But this is a big one. I mean, if a year ago I told you, hey Eric, you know I'm looking at my crystal ball.
Mm-hmm.
A year from now, the whole state of Illinois is going to be there's going to be a virus, and everybody's going to be so afraid that they're going to shut down all these. You know, they're going to tell you where you can go. Only thing's going to be open is Walmart and these. What the government deems to be essential. You'd say nuts. That's not going to happen.
If you could guarantee me with 100% certainty, I'd try to figure out a way to make money off of that.
I'm all ears.
Yeah. I'm so I'm saying like if like you got your crystal ball, right? Like fuck trying to tell me like prove me wrong. Let's
money.
Get in together and get our heads together and make some fucking
sell
money.
Sell short sold short on the damn stock market. You'd be a billionaire.
Yeah.
It went down 10,000 points.
Did you watch that movie The Big Short?
Thanks, Donna.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that one, Eric, The Big Short?
I don't think so. What is that?
It's about the stock market crash 2008.
Did we watch some of that?
I don't know. I've seen it. I've seen it a couple times, but I thought it was pretty good. It had a great cast from, what's his name, Steve Carell to fucking...
It had a lot of stars in that.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was pretty good.
But this doesn't disturb you at all, then, the actual, you know, the threat to the Constitution and our freedom?
No, I think the threat is more perceived than real.
Boy. I hope you're right.
And if so, if there's a, then you got to blame, like all the people, then you got to blame your glorious leader then. He's the head of the government. You'd have to blame him for the fucking, the constitutional fucking shittiness here.
No, these are all states. These are state edicts. He didn't say anything federal. Every state's different. Mm. But it's disquieting that these guys can do this.
Okay.
Well, I don't know how I feel about Fauci.
I have no energy to rebut, so.
I don't know. I think it's scary. I think it's scarier than the virus. That's all I'm saying.
I think if they put a fucking a real harsh name on it, maybe, you know what I mean? Like, just don't tell everybody it's COVID, man. Just say it's fucking Ebola. Lie to us.
Okay.
Why lie?
And you're going to get more people to stay inside. I'm not saying I approve it, and I'd be pissed off, but there it is.
But you're saying that's a sound, sound policy
no,
to stay
no,
in?
No, not at all. I talk
Are
on
you
my
wearing
ass.
A mask and stuff like that?
Or no,
you're
no,
not wearing, you're
no.
Not
so here's one that might surprise you. I refuse to wear a mask.
I'm not either. Nobody here is wearing it, and we're within 6 feet of each other, too.
Yeah, that's true. We're not really social distancing.
We smoked a joint earlier.
Armand was jerking me off under the table earlier, too.
Right. I mean,
yeah, but
I wasn't here
hand.
For that, for the record.
Yeah, left hand, you can't get
I had
yeah,
nothing to do
right
with anything
hand,
like that.
I'm not touching you.
It was fun, though. All right, let's move on. We got one from Kevin.
Kevin, all right.
Come on down.
So, like, that show that you were talking about is called Project Blue Book, not fucking Project Bluebeam.
Oh, yeah.
Blue Book was the military, like, classifying, collecting different UFO sightings, and Bluebeam is the holograms in the sky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with
and,
paper.
And wash your fucking hands and eat your damn onion.
Oh, onions are so good.
Docking.
Have you seen Kevin's content lately? He's been putting out on YouTube.
Yeah, that fucking funny ass thing with the cooking with Kevin was great, dude.
So good.
Where he's like, and then you just pour about a cap full of wine and fucking blah 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 blah. I was like, yeah, that was fucking hilarious.
I don't know if we're the only two watching it, but
I fucking thought it was great.
One of my favorite channels.
Anyway, I got to read an email here from Kenny. Hey, I was listening to some things.
That's Stevie. That's not Kenny.
That's a good point. Never mind. Fucked it up. I was listening to some things that Kenneth Copeland, the TV evangelist, has said throughout the years, especially what he said about COVID. I would like to hear a show about him and TV evangelists in general. The way they amass such a following, it's almost like a cult. You guys keep up the good work. Everett, I could tell the last show you were kind of burned out, but I think you underestimate how much your show means to so many people, myself included. Team Everett,
I appreciate that.
All the fucking way. Dustin.
I don't know, man.
Dustin.
Everett's kind of, we were talking about, you're kind of lethargic these days. Definitely.
No, I have plenty of energy to do other shit. Like, I've been burning, like, we've been doing, like, a couple new companies around here. I've been building websites out for them and getting logistics done for it.
Clark.
I got all the energy in the world to get that kind of shit done. What I don't have the energy for is to debate fucking senseless topics anymore. You know what I mean? Like, when we first started the show, and I'm almost kind of back there to the point where I've been bombarded on all my social media by people just talking the craziest bullshit ever. Over it. I'm over it. And if I get any more over it, I'm going to get mean about it. You know what I mean?
Let me fill you with a little bit more.
Can you give us an example?
Fuck yes. You!
Yes, it says,
okay,
hi, I love your podcast. I'm Team Ever because he just seems more open-minded. Not true. I love how he seems interested in talking about questions and concepts that have no answers and no explanation.
Now, that's fair. I do like a good philosophical
And will never
discussion.
Have answers, yet he still dissects.
Dissect?
Yeah. I didn't come out right.
Trisect.
I didn't come out right.
I do like to discuss bullshit that doesn't matter. That's interesting to me.
I have yet to find someone in real life who I can talk like this with, but I hope to come in contact with him in the future.
Whoa.
Anyway,
oh, wow.
Keep it up.
Who's
I
this?
Love your podcast.
Leave the love knife at home.
Who is this?
This is from Laura.
Ooh,
I Laura.
Think Everett. I think
See, I didn't
you got
say
a big
Laura.
Fan.
I said Laura.
Oh. Is it L-A-R-A? Or
No, there's a U in there.
Okay, well, Laura. Yeah.
Sounds like you said Laura, like Laura Croft.
Laura was the one in Dr. Zhivago's Love.
That is, wait, hang on. Did we get Shabu King? Yeah, we did Shabu King. That's all of them. That is all.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow. So you got an email. What about, let's talk about our guest next week real quick.
Yeah. We have a guest next week.
We got a call tomorrow for that, by the way.
Yeah. So we're lining up a guest next week.
Long story short, this lady was in a cult.
She was in a cult. Oh. A full-on, for-real fucking cult. So she's wrote a book about
Balls
it.
Balls to the Wall Maniac. She's got a book. We're going to talk about
she
it.
She can be here.
She went to Harvard.
Remote. Man,
Harvard.
We got social distancing in that respect.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about,
Armand? Maybe we'll infect her.
She went to Harvard, wrote a book. Harvard. She
How
went
many
to
people have
Harvard.
You infected with your diseases, Armand?
How many times you had to make that call? Look, I just got
you
back
might,
from the
you
clinic.
You might want to go see a doctor.
You're going to need to see a doctor.
Yeah. Either I got this Anybody from you or more than likely you got this from me.
Let's be serious here. I gave that shit to you last Wednesday.
I'll put you guys on Cipro.
I thought that drip was normal. I ignored it for a month.
You've got other problems.
So I got three anonymous here in a row.
Uh-oh. Boy, that's...
A 5-minute, a 5-minute, a 2-minute, and 43-second. Do we start them? I'm going to start it. We'll see where this goes. Fuck it.
All right. So, Loire says you're obtunded.
I'm scared.
Yeah, so...
I'm scared
here. Uh-huh.
I listen to every episode from the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Dig it.
They were all awesome.
Thank you.
Well, that's not true.
Good start.
The effort and the courage to get out there and say what you have to say.
Dig it. Appreciate that.
There's a lot.
This is a lot. It's a lot taken in right now. Hang on.
I was in the Marine Corps.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
For Afghanistan.
Not bad.
I hope you're okay.
I was there for Iraqi Freedom.
Operation Iraqi Freedom, 92?
A couple
91?
Months before that. Yeah. Nobody knows about this.
Well, don't.
No, that's here. Nobody else knows about
unless
it.
Unless you want to do research.
There no, was no.
Southern that, Bots,
where we would attack anything that was, that appeared to be
brown.
Iraqi military south
yeah, so,
of a certain parallel.
Uh-huh.
Destroy kind of stuff, huh?
So you're saying that it was racist?
What my mom was talking about.
Oh.
About going to the gas chamber. It's CS gas.
Gas chamber.
It's a irritant.
Anything,
it comes in contact with moisture.
Right.
So your nose, your eyes.
Turns into an acid, I think, when it's
your throat. It makes it.
What does it make it?
Produce a lot of fluid.
Oh.
And,
you snot.
Mucus.
Yeah, well, you go in the chamber and you drop it in there and they put it on a little heating thing and it puts it out in the air. It's just tear gas, pretty much. And
stupid
plan. You stand there, you jump jacks for a little while.
Right.
See a bunch of stuff. Then that's you take your mask off and you gotta count to a certain number and put it back on.
I'd like to try
and
it.
Be able to like
it's a gas tent
over the hole and you blow it back out.
Pause it.
Because what does,
so a few things I want to do before I die. I want to get gassed. I want to get tased.
Weren't you in the military?
And I wouldn't mind being waterboarded. No, I wasn't in the military.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't he in the military?
Do I look like somebody that could take fucking orders for, I don't know, 20 years? Not
I wish
all.
I had gone military. I think I'd have done well there.
Oh, I mean, I'd have worked hard, yeah. But yeah, no, tased, waterboarded, and fucking gassed.
Why?
I mean, just to know if I can handle it, you know?
I don't really need to be waterboarded.
I like to know what I can handle, though.
But I'd like to take, I'd just like to see what it's like to be tased. I'd like to feel that, you know, that feeling.
Yeah, all your shit seizes up. Like, I felt it one time from a 220 welder. I thought I pissed my pants.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between 220 volts and, you know, 80,000 volts on a taser.
Yeah, well, the amps is what hurts.
Right, it's the amperage.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
All right. Sorry to interrupt you, guy.
Yeah, here we go, I guess.
It blows out contaminants.
Uh-huh.
And then you take your hand off and you're breathing purified, filtered air. The one I was wearing was too big, so the whole time when I was in there, I was just
breathing that shit.
Breathing the tear gas. So I remember taking it off and like putting it on my head and telling the guy, I need a mask just to pretend I was hardcore. And,
but were you hardcore?
If he was breathing in, he was. I like how he does those natural pauses for us to talk. I think he's doing that on purpose.
Probably too drunk to make this message. yeah, it makes your eyes water.
He's just got to the point like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck. That was the payoff, though.
Yeah,
like,
that
was it.
Yeah.
I think we'll leave it at that and say thank you, Anonymous.
Yes.
That was fucking beautiful.
I don't know that I have the next turn out of 10 minutes
say
of this.
I'm too drunk to make this call.
But he continues to go on for another 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry, guy.
I think that's... Yeah. I think we got
hit us with an email on that one.
Yeah, I think
you're the email
we got
guy.
The thrust of that
call. Email info@surrealtalkpodcast.com.
Let's see what this one here is. Fireball Josh. Been a while. Let's see what Fireball... Fucking long one, though. I'm not doing these long ones. Sorry, Fireball. Let's see. Two-parter.
Oh, God. This is an email?
All right, we'll give it a shot. No, that's a voicemail.
Oh.
Hello, Surreal Talk.
Hello.
This is the coronavirus.
Oh, no, not you again.
I'm just kidding. Hey, it's Fireball Josh. I just listened to your guys' episode about the corona,
which
all
one?
That shit.
Uh-huh.
So I live in Seattle, and shit is crazy up here.
Yeah, so Washington is one of the worst hit states.
Yeah. Well, a lot of deaths and whatnot. So I went into a grocery store the other day outside of Seattle, and there was people lined up for ever.
It's a long way.
Only like one or two people in the store to shop for their groceries, and everybody else lined up with a cart.
Do delivery.
But that's just one grocery store. Not all of them are like that.
Crazy.
But it's the same shit. There's a lot of the people that called in today. I don't know by time here.
This was on March 24th, by the way. I just want to throw the in the context. This is a
that's
2 month
two.
Old.
It's two. But you went too far back. We've listened to that, haven't we?
No, we haven't. It was completely unlistened to. We haven't did but three shows or two shows in the last 2 months, and then in that we haven't really did any kind of voicemails or anything. So this is some old shit.
I can't imagine anything's gotten better.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see. Let's start at the top here. I'm gonna go up here. There's a nice little.
Fuck you, Eric.
Fuck you
fuck
too.
You, Everett.
Oh.
Team Armand. All
wow.
Day.
All right. Who is this?
I'm already gonna regret that.
Man. Love right. him.
Love it.
Beautiful. Brother.
Some goddamn idiot.
Thank you, brother.
Had an idea you guys could do a reason why we're all, or not all, people are so into conspiracies. Maybe an all-over-the-place show where you could do an episode.
We did that.
About what? The
why people are into conspiracies.
Yeah, the culture of conspiracies.
Yeah.
That was my idea. It was a good show.
The culture of cults and conspiracies.
We did. I don't know if you did.
I don't remember that one.
Of different times, examples, or maybe.
We could re-hit that because it's a different fucking culture now.
People who were put in places to discredit some truths that were happening in, whether it be UFOs, assassinations, etc. Love the show. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, man. That's a Canadian there.
Oh, wow. From Ontario?
From Ontario. How'd you know?
Because I saw you put Ontario on there for some reason.
I searched his area code.
What's the capital of Ontario?
Montreal.
No. Montreal's in Quebec.
Quebec. That's Quebec. What am I
thinking? Ontario would be Calgary, Alberta.
That's Alberta.
That's Calgary, Alberta.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah, I don't know. But
Toronto.
Why am
yeah,
I
of course.
Having
duh.
A brain fart on that? Because I'm an idiot, I guess. Let's see. Let's get one from Jeremy. Here we go. Same guy. Here we go.
Oh, hello. Is this Surreal Talk?
It is.
I'd like to talk to Eric and Everett.
Oh, okay.
That's us.
Oh, hello. My name is Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy.
I'd like to tell you how I'm doing during the pandemic.
Please
how
do.
Are you doing?
What's going on?
I'm a paramedic.
Oh, I don't believe you.
Oh, boy.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah, no,
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I got a broken rib, broke my hand.
Damn.
Carrying out some fat lady.
Okay,
my partner, 20-year-old partner's thinking about quitting because she can't handle what she sees. I got another friend who just came back from New York on deployment. She looks fucking broken.
Wow.
But I'll tell you what, I'm 42 and I'm dating a 23-year-old.
All right, brother. Nice. Hang in there, boy.
Good day.
You too, fella.
Well, I love a text with a happy ending.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That made my day. Life sucks, but
yeah, right.
He's like, I'm dating a 23-year-old. Fuck it.
Yeah, look at the bright side.
Here we go. There's another one from him.
It's a half kind of cool kind of guy, you know.
Hey, it's Jeremy again.
Hey, oh,
Jeremy.
Yeah,
it's kind of ended like in a perverted way.
He says it kind of ended in a perverted way.
No, that's okay. Like,
perfect way.
Yeah, we thought that was funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of am a pervert. Sorry. Midlife crisis. Have a night.
You're dealing with it very well.
Yeah.
That's the perfect antidote. You know, you find a 23-year-old girl and
hey, do
where's he
do.
From?
Hey guys,
did you say?
Tanner, truck driver here in
didn't.
Oklahoma.
I'll find out. 816, that's a Kansas City.
What can you say?
Yeah,
Kansas City, yeah.
COVID-19 hit.
Hey, Tanner.
And trucking freight is fucking slow as fuck right now.
Oh, wow.
It only took a month and a half. Normally I run Midwest Regional. I ain't seen that shit in like, I don't know, a fucking month and a half. California, Oregon, Washington, wherever the fuck they send me now. Ready for my normal loads to be back.
Good luck, brother.
You guys
his what?
Ready his, for my normal loads to be back.
Yeah. Ready for his normal loads to be back.
Okay.
Miss you guys.
Miss you too, man.
Love y'all.
I've been missing you for a while, guy.
Fuck who?
Love y'all. Fuck Armand.
Ooh.
Love y'all. All right. Fuck Armand.
All right. We get the point.
Fuck Armand. Fuck Armand. fuck Armand.
He only said it once, okay?
That you know of.
He meant it, Minnie.
The man's confused. I think he meant Everett.
That's fine. Obvious. I get that a
He's
lot.
On a new route. He's.
Is it bothering you when people say fuck you?
No.
I'll tell you what, if it bothered me, I'd have killed myself long ago because many people said fuck you, Everett.
I think you've got the most fuck yous.
Oh, by far. Oh, by far. I would say that you two combined times two probably doesn't equal me.
Probably true.
Times two?
Times two.
And I don't know about, I don't know why that is because I think that guy is right. You really don't take any stand on any issue.
That's
I don't
not know how true. Say, I take plenty of stands.
All I can think of is Blagojevich right off the bat. Maybe now McCarthy.
I am a moralist. I believe in universal morality.
Listen to this.
Hammer, hammer, hammer.
I'm trying to think something that you've actually stood up like.
I want world peace.
Full on for.
I want food for Africa.
Do I not?
Clean
why
water.
Why wouldn't
he
you
took
want
a stand one time, man. He was like, yeah, there's no fucking, there's no Pizzagate.
Yeah, he didn't take another stand on Pizzagate.
I still contend that Pizzagate as released was bullshit.
Okay.
Where was Hillary? Where was Obama? Where were they all at in the middle of this, which is what that was?
Fucking talking about that guy that on the pizza. Never mind.
Yeah, James Alefantis. I remember all this. Guy may have been a pervert, and he may have had a sex ring, but as advertised, the way you laid it out to me, I still don't buy it. There are sex rings out there. I'm not saying there's not.
Okay, so you took a stand on Pizzagate.
Right.
All right.
I take a stand. Give me anything. I'll give you my opinion on it right now. Try me on anything.
Stop resisting.
Time travel.
Stop resisting.
Police brutality.
Stop resisting.
Don't resist and they won't beat your ass.
Aliens. Aliens among us.
Not true either.
Okay.
No aliens among us. I.
Any people abducted? Alien abductions?
Let me ask you this about anal probes.
Okay. I'm all ears.
What? No. Abductions, anal probes, they go hand in hand, right?
You would think, yeah. I mean, you don't have.
Why would a civilization that can go countless light years across the universe actually make that?
I have the answer to this.
Why would they need to scan your ass or your body through your asshole whenever they could likely just use like a tricorder or something?
What are you talking about?
Linda.
You never heard people get an anal probe whenever they get abducted?
You're not listening to me.
Hold on. Shut up. You're right. I'm not. You never heard of that before? People saying they got anal probed? How have you not heard of that?
I haven't heard of it. I have not heard of it. Do we do a show on that? I don't remember any of this.
Anal probing? No,
I remember alien abductions,
no, man,
but
it's
not
just,
anal
it's
probes.
It's just a common thing that people say that they were probed in their
anus. Well, that's stupid. I agree with you there. That's stupid. But do you believe in alien abduction?
You guys want the answer?
No.
Anal probes aside.
No, I don't think I do.
Well, I'm asking him. You took your stand.
I don't know why we'd have to be abducted. I don't know why.
I don't believe it either.
Because they can't.
Let me ask you this. If we have made it, like across the countless stars, made it to another world. You think one of our first things to do ever would be go abduct somebody?
No, but it would be learn how to reproduce because they can't do it anymore. So they want to study our human bodies and our
objection,
anatomy.
Super speculation.
It's better than what you're saying.
You think they need multiple versions of us to do that?
I mean, well, the guy operating the probe might be a pervert, but
we're gonna exactly.
But I'm just saying, like that, you know,
we're gonna go kidnap 300.
I didn't think
people.
You believed in it either, though. You're making you're
wrong. I don't.
I absolutely believe in aliens.
Okay. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Intelligent life.
I believe that we cannot be the only intelligent life in the universe.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay. I don't know if I believe that.
The odds of us, then we if there's not, then we I think we are the first, but not the last.
Okay, that might maybe.
What about the Giants? Are you talking about the baseball team or actual Giants?
Giants. Eric believes in Giants, or he used to.
Well, yeah, that's me. I like the Giants.
I hope you don't believe
so
in
So what
Giants.
About that conundrum? Where the hell are they?
Is this my
the Fermi paradox?
Yeah, the paradox, yeah.
Could be a million
too
different.
Too far away.
There's so many good reasons why they win.
I got the answer.
One, we're not
too.
Interesting. Two, we're on the outer arm of the fucking Milky Way that is just hard to get to.
Okay.
Yeah, we would be in unknown space if this were the Star Wars universe. Like, we'd be in unknown space.
You ever heard of the Prime Directive in Star Trek? Could be a very similar thing. We've not achieved a level of technology yet where they would even be allowed to
talk. All right, you took your stand. How about global warming?
I do believe the Earth is warming. Do I believe that
man-made global, anthropogenic global warming? I know your opinion.
I do think we have had some effect on the year over year temperature.
Catastrophic? Is it catastrophic?
Is it catastrophic yet? I don't know. I don't know how far
qualified
will it
say
be.
That.
I'm not the scientist that's good enough to tell you.
Oh.
What has happened is irreversible. If we're on a chain reaction like a fucking nuclear bomb that we can't stop, the two halves have come together and the demon
runaway
force
greenhouse
assembled.
Effect.
I don't know.
That's called.
So we're gonna end up like Venus.
No, I'm just saying what he's referring to.
Well, you don't believe Venus
runaway.
Is that right way anyway.
That's right.
So
it's not
down.
A greenhouse effect. But yeah, but. What the screwballs say.
Right, right.
The thermometers on Venus are wrong.
Yeah, I do believe
the Venetian people.
It's not the greenhouse effect.
I do believe that humans have affected it, but I do not believe we're the only thing. We go through natural cycles of up and down temperature in this planet. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Volcanoes put out way more pollution than humans do for the most part. But to say that we haven't had any at all hand in a current uptrend in temperature is asinine.
No.
Look
the question
at the numbers
is,
and see that
the,
we have
the, wait a minute. The question is,
I refuse to get in this argument again.
No, I'm not going
to
argue. I'm asking. does adding CO2 to the atmosphere lead to increased temperatures?
All signs point to yes, if I ask my eight ball.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
Everything I've learned.
There you go. Okay, I'm just asking.
I am not a college educated in science, okay? I have high school education, science, advanced physics as far as I went in high school.
No,
from everything I've been taught and shown, then yes, a greenhouse.
But the issue is, have you taken a stand? And you just took a stand, so there you go. Anything else you want to ask about taking a stand?
No.
Electric cars versus regular cars. Regular cars are more fun. Electric cars are better for the environment and probably faster.
Well, I guess the thing I would have is I don't think you're real passionate about your stand, which in a way is good, but you know, what do you think?
Sci-fi techies, that's it. You'll take a stand on that. He's like, yes, I want it.
Star Trek is better than Star Wars.
That's fucking stupid, and that's a dumb and wrong statement to even put out there. Ooh. You have a responsibility as somebody that produces media not to put shit like that out on the air. You know what I mean?
I've seen both, and can make an informed opinion.
I'm just saying, man.
But I'm just saying, Eric, see, he gets ticked off. He's like, you know, I'm a passionate Armenian.
That's fine.
You don't, you know, and I don't know if that's good or bad.
How the fuck is Star Trek better than Star Wars anyway? Like, period.
Wow.
Well, Star Trek is more of a morality play, where Star Wars is more or less a fucking shooting, run and gun and
They shoot. That's the main thing of Star Wars.
More or less, it's about
battle.
It's
so uncivilized. They don't even fucking use the blasters most of the time, bro.
Okay.
Wow. See, now, like I said, I like his passion. You're a little too stodgy for me.
Las Vegas
that's
shooting.
Okay.
What about it?
It
happened.
Happened the way they go. Yep, nope, that did happen. No, you're right there.
How about
did the guy act alone as far as
the
I can
way
tell?
They described it?
How about 9/11?
There are inconsistencies with the whole story about that, too. But
9/11?
9/11's fucking weird. The Building 7 is the biggest weird problem with it. I've never seen anything that makes it look like a plane actually hit the Pentagon. Where was the plane that went down in Pennsylvania?
There's
a lot of inconsistencies there.
Larry Silverstein.
But, you know, I'm not hot on it.
Kennedy assassination?
Yeah, Kennedy assassination.
Oh, we did that shit.
I pretty much believe that Lee Harvey Oswald acted mostly alone.
Okay.
I don't believe that, you know, there's a CIA thing. I don't believe his retaliation for the Bay of Pigs. Okay. Or the failed invasion of Cuba.
Titanic.
I don't believe it was the mob.
Titanic.
Pissed off like, you know. What about Titanic? Yeah, Titanic sunk. Do I believe
overzealous overconfidence caused
nah,
it, or was this an insurance job, or a way to get
was
all
banker,
these one
yeah.
people?
How did the bankers know about
yes,
it?
Yes,
well,
yes.
You're talking about the controversy with the Britannic or the Olympic and the Titanic.
And then also about
out.
How all the rest of the people.
Yeah, the bankers didn't get on there.
I don't know.
Exactly.
If you look at the pictures they've shown in the history books, it shows that the windows on the side of the ship that's on the bottom of the ocean more resemble the windows of the Britannic, not the actual Titanic.
So, you're
so it looks
a stand
like they
here.
Rebranded. I'm not taking a stand. I'm just saying evidence that I've seen could draw a good argument to make it look like they switched the ships.
Were J. Edgar Hoover and Tolson lovers?
I don't know.
Did J. Edgar Hoover wear ladies' underwear?
Ladies' underwear?
Yes.
That's the rumor.
I mean, yeah, no, he did. I see. That's fucking not a rumor at all.
Anything else you guys like an aquarium?
I don't know.
Yes. I have a few
things. You got another one? He wants to take a stand? We're getting this all down, so this is good.
Benoit. I want to know about Benoit.
Benoit killed his family?
Yes.
That's it?
No Kevin Sullivan involvement?
No.
Okay, that's it on that one.
No Kevin Sullivan? No fucking... No, anybody else like that? It was a guy with CTE. He killed his family.
Okay.
I mean, what's hard to believe about that?
Was Manson guilty? Was he railroaded?
Manson was he was guilty. He was more like the leader of a bunch of fucking crazies. He gets a lot more credit than he should have. He didn't do shit, honestly.
Okay.
Manson?
He wasn't there.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
Fucking what's that? The cowboy that's named
Tex.
Tex, right?
Tex Watson.
Tex Watson, and then the fucking three crazy ladies, and
the Armenian gal who stayed
Armenian
in the car.
Gal, yeah.
She was the only smart one.
Yeah, though. she ratted him out.
What about, yeah, I mean, I got nothing else, man.
Anything good, else? I think we've established time travel.
Federal Reserve.
Time travel,
malicious,
not as far as I know.
Malicious okay. and predatory or no?
What's that?
The Federal Reserve.
Federal Reserve. How about
Federal Reserve? I don't know enough about
fractional reserve banking. How about it?
Again,
with that?
I still contend that the Federal, everything that goes around with the Fed and all that, for the most part, is a soap opera to me.
No.
Because I can ignore it every day and my life doesn't change.
This is a privatized bank that sets the standards in America for all kinds of shit. It's not government. It's federal,
it's
not federal.
It's not a reserve. Yeah,
my entire life, it's been run that way. It is the system.
Would you abolish
it?
What's
you could?
Alan
I don't know.
Greenspan. What's his name? Greenbaum, Greenspan? Alan Greenspan? Oh, no, he was the fucking director of it. No, this was back in the day, right? Like,
yeah. Now it's chief of the Fed. Don't tell me.
My point is I've lived with it my whole life. I have no reason to
Powell.
Change it.
I hate the son of
give
a
me a reason to get rid of it. Okay, tell me how my life would be better.
$9 trillion. They lost that, right? Isn't that what they lost?
See, you don't know what you're talking about. So again, I can't say that I have any reason to.
Oh
get
no, they're
that.
Totally. You're right. It's a totally good institution.
I don't know that they're not. All I'm saying is my entire life.
Get rid of it.
They have existed,
but that's my opinion.
My entire life, that institution has existed. I can not know about it or know about it. My life doesn't change.
I bet you think the fucking Smithsonian didn't cover up the Giants either, did you?
Don't care. I think that's bullshit.
But you know what he just said though while we were outside though? He says he doesn't want to have any more arguments. So how are we gonna
Now is gonna devolve in you guys trying to trigger me.
No, but how? Nobody wants to hear us all agree on the same thing. I mean, that's just boring as hell.
Then don't tune in, because that's pretty much all I'm interested in at this point is...
But what subject do we all agree on anyway? None. I can't think of one. Can you? That's 9/11. A good one. Can we think of...
9/11. What?
I don't think it was an inside job. I think the fucking Jets hit it.
Yeah. What about Building 7?
I'm fucking done with you.
Okay, well, there you go. I disagree. What's that?
What about that Building 7? That's the biggest weird
no
one.
No such thing.
Oh, yeah, no, that
never was
a fucking,
Building 7.
Never was. It was the holograms, Project Blue Dick. You don't know about that one. Right, look it up. Right. Research
Project
it.
Project Blue Balls.
Project Blue Balls, yes.
Okay. But I'm just saying, we don't all agree on that.
Christianity, there's a good one, UGC. Thank you. How about Christianity? Where do you take your stand on that one?
What do I mean? Well, it's a religion like any other one. There's been atrocities done in the name of every religion in all time. But there's also been many, many good things that have happened because of people who were involved with church.
Oh, wow.
From charity. You know what I mean?
Very open-minded.
Does the good outweigh the bad?
I would say yeah.
Okay. 5G. Moving
not
on.
Not a problem. Not a problem. If they named it 4G plus.
Sexy underwear.
4G plus.
Nobody would have fucking blatted an eye. You know what I'm saying? All it is the next logical step. It's the next level of technology in your wireless phone. Do you want to be stuck with 1 megabit forever?
1 megabit per second connection.
Or less.
What you're saying. Okay.
You know what I mean? You want high speed? Then shut the fuck up. You might get cancer.
Dr. Everett Hicks.
You might get cancer from a million things.
You want fucking high-speed internet, or you want to fuck cancer? Shut the fuck up. Next. No real
Dr.
answers.
Dr. Dennis Leary. That's right.
Does the cell phone cause cancer?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I've had cell phone nonstop since I was 17 years old.
Causing all your shit problems.
Yeah, you don't answer
maybe
the fucking phone.
Maybe it caused
constipation. I talk to it through my ear, not my asshole. You know?
That's a good point,
I don't have
Armand.
A Bluetooth probe that I put up there.
He anal probes himself when he's on the phone.
It's working its way through your GI tract.
I could not even attribute a headache.
It goes
to cell
through
phone
your eustachian
you know
tube.
I mean?
Goes right down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't either.
You get cancer from a million other things much easier than a cell phone. Okay. So I'm not super worried about it. Don't go stand next to the tower.
Did they kill
don't
Dillinger?
Or was it
somebody else?
Hold on. Don't go stand next to the antenna of a fucking radio station either.
Definitely don't
it's
do that.
It's bad for you.
Yeah, that shit will fuck you up. Okay. For sure. And
was
if
there ever
an
Atlantis? I'm still giving him.
Moo. Oh, okay.
Is there Atlantis?
What was it? Moo, Atlantis.
Lemuria.
Yeah. I doubt it.
Okay.
No, I bet there was an Atlantis. I don't think there's
what
anything
the
crazy
dinosaurs?
That happened.
Was it a meteor?
More or less a meteor.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't the meteor that killed him. It was the nuclear winter after.
Well, that killed some of them.
Well, fair.
Okay.
It hit in the water. So
yeah, well, tidal waves.
There was a giant tidal wave and a fire fucking wall. They wrapped around the planet. Either which way, what mostly
he is taking stands today, I got to admit.
You ask me direct questions, you get direct answers. Okay?
Okay, that's all it is.
I'm not one to sit here and opine about just whatever's on my mind.
How do you feel about pine trees?
They're fine.
What?
They have good wood.
That's what she said.
Make a coffin out of it. Okay? I mean, that's what they used to do with them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who was the greatest president?
Don't care.
See, I knew that he wouldn't give a shit about.
Why? Where does that affect me at all?
We're talking about who gave us the most money? Or
that's like saying, what's the greatest baseball team of all time? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, well, but you'll sit there and reflect on whether there's, because we're on the outer ring of the solar, of the galaxy that maybe.
It doesn't matter at all.
Do birds exist still?
What's that? Do birds?
And the great mystery of the white dog poop, obviously. But yeah, the birds.
Birds have always existed. There are drones that look like birds. I saw a hummingbird drone the other day. It looked just like a hummingbird. Well, more or less. Enough to fake other wildlife.
But what you're saying is real birds are still a thing.
Have you ever thought that birds are fake? Anybody who ever actually thought that are fucking retarded.
We got a good one here. Moon landing hoax?
No. They give retarded people a really bad name, okay?
What, the bird people?
The bird people who don't believe birds are real.
Okay, how about the
moon? They need a new word for you that's past retarded.
How about the moon landing?
Happened.
All of them. The first one, too?
More than likely.
Apollo 11? Okay. There you go.
That's not true.
The moon is hollow. The moon is made of cheese.
Flat Earth. There's a good one.
Anybody else got some
questions? The Earth is obviously not fucking flat.
Okay.
Somebody wouldn't say that during the episode we did, though. God
damn it. I knew that was
coming. I said plenty of things like that.
Son of a bitch.
And in the first 15 minutes, I get rebutted by, that's just religion.
The guy's a nice guy.
You have the religion of science. Oh, science is a religion now. I thought it was cause and effect and fucking truth and consequence. You know what I mean? Hypothesis, theory. Scientific method, that it's worked for pretty much everything else.
Not global warming,
cause
ever.
And effect.
Ask Armand.
Is sex a social construct?
What do you mean? Sex? No.
Gender.
Genders. Gender controls a contract.
Physically? Bum, bum, bum.
Physically, no. Physically, there's generally two genders plus, you know, the weird ones like hermaphrodite and one another, you know.
But only, that's less than 1%. You don't base things
but
on
do
that
I,
1%.
Do I think that there is, like, different mental genders? Yeah, there's fucking hundreds of them, apparently. I don't give a fuck what you think you are. You know? I'm not touching your dick if you have one. If you're...
But will you let a boy play girls basketball?
Well, no, just, since it's called girls basketball, no.
It's with all females.
Yeah, but if he thinks he's a girl, he projects as a woman.
Well, no.
Can he play basketball with girls?
No, I don't think he can.
No?
No.
Can a man that identifies as a woman do MMA in the females? Is that going to work?
No, it works the other direction. And anybody who thinks that in general men are not stronger than women is lying.
You're fucking wrong. Yeah, you're just absolutely wrong.
It's in general. Not every man is stronger than every woman.
Right, no, there's definitely women out there that are way stronger than me.
But tell me right now that you can't look and see that on average men are taller, men are heavier, men are physically stronger on average by your average specimen.
Is Michelle?
It's not the flat rule.
Yeah, I know.
Michelle Obama doesn't have a cock. She is not a man.
I disagree with that.
Okay, we got that one.
She does. How about hollow Earth?
The Earth is not hollow. There are hollow spots in the Earth, caves, for instance. I do believe in the theory of a fucking molten inner core of iron surrounded by a.
It's a solid inner core.
A solid inner core with a molten outer core.
Right.
And
a mantle and a crust. That's a good theory. Works for me. I see nothing to see that it's different. Plate tectonics support it. Volcanism supports it, so what's to go against it?
Okay.
Ooh.
Who else we got?
Kevin says, couldn't muscle mass category solve the co-ed sports problem? Can you tell how much muscle mass someone has? Is that a thing? Like a body mass index, I guess? Or?
No, I don't know
who
if it's good
said
or
that, Kevin?
Yeah, would that...
Oh, that's interesting.
Theory. Muscle mass? Like if you had the same muscle mass as someone, could you
still... No, because then you got cutoffs. People were like just below the cutoff. It's a whole thing. You're either...
Oh, yeah, you're going to cut weight in that aspect either way you go.
How about evolution?
Guys,
do you believe in evolution?
Sport? Co-ed sport or female sport. That's just pretty much the way to do it. And I'm sorry that there's people that are kind of left out based upon how they feel. I'm sorry. But for the most part, we can't make complete exceptions to things like that. There's safety to be concerned with.
Yeah.
You can't let a 350-pound, 6'6" man who feels like he's a woman run out onto the fucking basketball court.
Yeah, but how about
throwing fucking picks up against
What's
these?
That? How about a powerlifting tournament?
No.
A powerlifting tournament shouldn't
they don't
be.
Touch.
No. A powerlifting tournament, honestly, should be co-ed.
Okay, what do you mean by co-ed?
Men are going to dominate it, but you should be able to enter any powerlifting fucking
competition. There shouldn't be a women's and a men's division?
There can be, but I don't think it matters.
Or how about cross-country?
Cross-country. Again, fastest will win. Now, if you want to separate them because men are generally faster, that's fine. But a woman could compete with men in such something like that and potentially
But I think I think the problem that a lot of these high school...
context sports that are probably the ones I have
some of these high school women, I think they have a point. Like in Connecticut, I think, where if... You've got two.
It's like saying should women not be allowed to race in NASCAR? No, it's the same thing as fucking racing on the track. If you're faster, you're faster.
Yeah, but let's talk about college. You know, college gives scholarships, right? Mm-hmm. Some to women, some to men. If a transgender takes away a scholarship from a woman, is that fair?
That's fair. That's,
I mean, it is. Okay.
I would say
I don't think it's fair.
But I don't think that scholarships should be set aside like that. So many for a man, so many for a woman.
Well, the problem is society nowadays is based for two genders. That's the way society is based. And unless we want to make a
big... So you
want
to just get rid of women's sports in general?
I'm not a fan of affirmative action if you want to get into that either. Because it's the same fucking thing, giving somebody for nothing based upon how they were born. That I believe in merit. I'm sorry.
So theoretically, like this is what I think. If you're applying to a college, right? You can't ask them what their race is.
Yeah, or their gender.
I don't think you should be able to.
Or gender. Okay. Well, we do agree on that. Okay, so we did find something we agree on.
Yeah, I don't think you should be able to ask them any of that shit. It should be on their achievements.
Ask away. Should be irrelevant.
Ask away? How's it going to be irrelevant?
It should be irrelevant, he's saying. It's not.
Hey, Armand, what's your favorite color?
Orange.
Doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Same thing as your sex right now when we're having this discussion. Do you think I'm going to take you out of this discussion because you're male, female, black, white?
Or like orange?
Then why even ask it, right?
Exactly my
point. Then don't ask. I asked him that.
I asked him that.
I don't like curiosity.
So you can start to build a character whenever you have multiple.
I don't know.
So you can take multiple questions that are seemingly unconnected and start to build a character for a person. That's one thing. But then, again, that's subjective.
But I know, but that why even ask? GPA and whatever, your LSAT or SAT or
depends on the school,
whatever.
I would say, I guess. I don't know. For me, it doesn't matter. I can see other
Absolutely.
People being
Absolutely, but if you
it.
Ask it, somebody, it's going to matter to somebody.
Epstein, kill yourself or no?
Oh, yeah. Epstein?
I think he killed himself.
Wow, really?
What?
Wow, he's the only one.
Wow, even though we looked at those corner reports where that neck break doesn't happen like that from suicide, right? Like, Oh, okay.
Who's to say that can happen post? I when they're picking up the body or something.
I think we're going to kick him off the show there.
Kick hey, me off. I mean, yeah, do what you want to do.
It's my opinion. I think we're going to wrap her up now. Epstein did kill himself, Everett says. Wow. So.
Okay. I wouldn't have thought he would have said that.
I didn't either. I really wouldn't have. I wouldn't have been able to guess that one.
Was Seth Rich a political assassination?
Yes.
Probably.
I think so.
Mm. Okay. Probably. But I don't know. Hard to say.
Does Hillary kill people? Let's talk about that. Is that a thing? Does she have the power and influence to kill people? Does she make the order?
Under her private citizenship, like, was she saying that? Or as, like, the former Secretary of State?
No, as, like,
any motherfucker's going to bust me.
She told plenty of people to go kill other people.
Oh, this dude's going to bust me out. Go kill him, Seth Rich. No, I'm not saying that case, but I'm saying that type of
stuff. I say she has the power to do that.
Yeah.
Do I think she has done that? I don't. No, I don't know. I have the power right now.
Thank you.
Is the sun a plasma? Right now.
What's that?
Is the sun a plasma?
No.
Or is it liquid hydrogen?
Well, it's more of a plasma than liquid. It's a boiling nuclear fission or fusion.
What the fuck are you guys talking about? Plasma?
Yeah. The state of the sun, what's it made of? Is it just a ball of a liquid ball of hydrogen burning in space?
It's not gas or solid like that. It's plasma.
That's why I just asked him, but that's not what Dr. Robitaille says.
Neil?
Jean-Luc.
Joke.
I had seen him today come up in my for some reason in my research.
You watching Sky Scholar?
John Luck Pickard.
I love that guy.
I don't know. You guys got any other brain busters?
Will there ever be a unified field? Will there ever be a unified field theory?
I fucking hope so. You know you what think? I mean?
Santa can Claus. There be? Can there be?
Sure, there can be. Okay. We don't know everything yet.
Asking for a friend.
What?
Santa Claus.
There a Santa Claus?
No comment. My kid's watching. Maybe. I hope not.
Easter Bunny.
He probably shouldn't have seen
Tooth Fairy.
No, man, those are fake. Werewolves, vampires.
Trump.
Fake. Trump is real. Okay. A nightmare, but real. He's my president.
That's true, yeah. He's mine as well.
I'm never going to be one of those people, and I've said it before, not my president.
Do you vote?
Unfortunately. You do. My wife makes me, and I rather than fight, my I would
wife
go
makes
vote.
Me.
I wouldn't.
Are you kidding?
I wouldn't go
you
vote.
Only vote.
I would not waste my time.
Okay. That's why I was asking you, because I know you think it's a waste of time.
Especially
why do you
in
do
Illinois.
It? Yeah, but local. I mean, for
fucking
local
Chicago.
People,
like, hey, yo,
I
think Ted,
local issues.
Ted, can you and your fucking people?
I couldn't tell
fucking.
You candidate A's position from candidate B, because again, I keep myself out of that, and I keep my head down. I've positioned my life to where I can mostly control my own destiny, so I don't worry about that. Now, eventually, it's going to come back to bite me in the ass. Maybe fine. Then I might have to start worrying about the way other people do other people. But for now,
what time you got to leave?
Whenever I want. Okay. Big boy.
I think you said 45 minutes.
I didn't want to do it longer than 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Well, now this is getting interesting. I'm in, you know.
Well, you guys are giving me interesting questions, and it's quick rapid fire. So.
Vampires seem pretty legit.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Well, he's asking you.
Yeah, I mean, what's your call on?
I just said vampires and werewolves are fake.
Oh.
Life after death?
Ooh, I don't know. I hope. Probably not, though. I think when you're dead, you're dead, but I really hope for that one.
No incarnation? Reincarnation?
Maybe there is, maybe there ain't. I don't know. Nobody knows.
Telekinetic abilities?
Not real.
No? Okay.
Can't bend
mind
a spoon
reading.
Or anything?
Nope.
Mind reading.
Not real.
Okay.
But I think that's more
astral
plausible.
Astral projection?
I think mind reading is more plausible than
telekinetic abilities. Yeah.
Just for the fact that brains operate on electric fields. Electric fields can interact with other electric fields.
True.
So who's to say that little things, like I've said before on one of our shows, that you could eventually, if you can figure out what it feels like to have those two fields interact, you can build upon that and come up with a system for a discussion.
Yeah.
And then build that up for more than just tick, 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 tick.
How about
echolocation or like fucking Morse code is what
like
it would
Morse
be at the
code,
very
right.
base of it. Yeah.
Right. And if you get good at it, it's like how Professor Xavier taught his people to work it out. You can get better at it. Eventually, it's like the Matrix. You don't even see the code anymore. You see blonde. You see brunette. Right.
How about
Einstein-Rosenberg.
Wormholes.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I've never seen one.
Do you believe in it? Is this? Yeah, we're taking
the
stances
math is
here.
There.
Theoretically possible.
But it doesn't matter.
How about,
I don't want to go into one. You're never catching me going to one.
How about the singularity? Ray Kurzweil's singularity. Computers and humans.
Will we get
melding.
There to the point? I don't know.
Yeah.
High
probably.
Minds.
I believe, honestly, our first shot at immortality is going to be more digitization than actual immortality of regenerating cells. But
hive minds.
Well, they exist in the insect kingdom, apparently, but I don't think...
Is that a thing in the insect kingdom? Yeah.
Ants, bees.
Mm. How about Bruce Lee? Was he killed with a death touch?
No. The dim mock?
No.
That's what they call it, the dim mock.
Yeah, that's what
I know. Just I didn't think you knew that term.
They use the 5-point exploding palm technique on him.
There you go.
No, it's not.
That's what that guy claims. He gave him the death
touch. Oh, that's from Kill Bill.
You ever seen Bloodsport? I'm sure you have. Frank Dukes. There has never been a man who is more full of shit in this planet than Frank Dukes, by the way.
Who?
Frank Dukes.
Frank Dukes.
He was
Frank
the Kumite Dukes? Fighter. Yeah, Bloodsport. Jean-Claude Van Damme did that movie about that.
Yeah.
The guy is so fucking full of shit. He claims in one tournament, to have had 111 knockouts in a row.
Now,
let's do the math on what 111 rounds of a tournament looks like. He got several trillion people in the
first
round.
I can tell you it's not possible. You don't have 111 matches in any tournament.
He was real. He was a martial arts guy. He's just another one of those guys who likes to pump up his own stories for his own benefit. Right. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well,
can you imagine that?
The movie Bloodsport was kick-ass. Don't get me wrong, but Frank Dukes himself is a piece of shit.
How about
the
9-month tournament?
Alternate universes? Multiverse?
I don't know. I hope. I mean, that's cool.
Possible?
See, I don't even know if our own universe is infinite. So if I can't get past the fact that this universe is infinite, I don't know if there's another
one. Oh, yeah.
Are simulations. Are we a simulation?
Theory.
Well, are we a simulation?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But what does it matter? I don't know where my consciousness comes from. It could be projected into this body. And if so, is this body real? I don't know.
Will we get to Mars in your lifetime?
We've been to Mars.
I mean, humans on Mars.
In my lifetime, I hope to live long enough to see that.
Yeah, Elon's going to fucking send them, right? Wasn't that the thing?
I can see that happen in the next 20, 30 years, honestly.
So in my lifetime, maybe.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, if I eat right.
I believe in my lifetime, we'll probably see the first digitization of a human. From brain to computer.
That's good.
Oh, well, that means Cortana, you're
functionally. Well, that means immortality.
I don't know how well they'll do. I mean, what if you lose the essence of what it is to be you, and you're now an emotionless?
I don't care about the
an emotionless algorithm is basically what you become.
That's all right. I'll take it.
You're already there. You're an emotionless algorithm.
I wish.
All right, cut it. That was enough. I had enough.
Whew, thank you.
Well, we did make him take a stand. I got
to
admit.
We should do that next week to you.
No, nobody's.
I think everybody knows how
I'm
stand
not interested.
They all said this was fucking.
Fuck you.
This rapid fire fucking, what do you believe? Yes or no?
I think we did find one thing we all agreed on. What was it?
I don't remember.
I mean,
Michelle Obama doesn't have a dick? No, that wasn't the one.
She's
got a dick.
Yeah, agreed. Thank you, Armand.
Okay, 2 out of 3.
You guys are both crazy. I don't even know why people say that.
Barack Obama doesn't have a dick.
Is Barack Obama born in Kenya? And if so, does it matter?
It would matter.
Of course it would matter.
I don't really care.
It's Barry Santos or Soros. What's his name?
Yeah, that would matter.
Barry
Santoro or something, right?
Sotoro.
Sotoro, yeah.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. It's over. He's out of office. It doesn't matter now.
Right. It doesn't really matter.
He owns a basketball team, I think, right?
He does?
I think he bought a...
Obama?
Yeah, I think Obama bought part of a basketball team. Like,
speaking of which, we were talking about that gender. Did you see like the 117th ranked guy got drunk and beat Serena Williams in tennis?
Really?
I read that. I'm not sure if that's true. Anybody out there heard that?
That's unfortunate.
But the guy got smashed and went out and beat her.
Hopefully he got lucky. I would like to think that somebody as good as her could beat the 117th ranked man.
Okay, never planned
117th.
Out.
I don't
know. Ooh, in Africa. Anyway.
Again, who cares if he owns a basketball team? What's that mean?
No, I just thought that was cool, man.
He funneled American tax dollars into getting his own fucking basketball team for Michelle Obama to become pro at.
Yeah, because she has a dick.
She wanted a Nike deal.
With a dick.
Will she ever run for president?
Michelle, I don't know.
Will she
qualify?
You think so? She. Oh, yeah.
She's less qualified.
Sorry,
than,
my error.
In my opinion, she's less.
I fucked up.
In my opinion, she's less qualified than Hillary. So
she's less qualified.
I would say so.
I'd say she's just as qualified as Hillary.
Has she ever been Secretary of State? Has she ever been a senator?
No.
So no, she's not as qualified as Hillary, in my opinion.
All right, so yeah, I'll concede that one. Hey, when you're wrong, you're wrong, right?
Not saying you're wrong or right. She could be a great fucking president. I don't know, but I would say on paper. She's less experienced and less deserving and less of a good possibility than Hillary. Hillary may be a fucking murderer, but at least on paper, she's better than Michelle Obama at the job. Any disagreements there? No? Good, move on.
I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to go ahead and disagree because...
It depends on what your qualifications for being president are.
If 35.
Experience.
Well, okay. What experience? I don't know.
At this point, what else do we have between the two of them? I don't know them personally. I don't know their temperaments specifically. I know.
Well, okay, let me ask you.
I know the rumors that Hillary's a fucking murderous crazy
Will Michelle
woman,
Obama
but I don't
be the first woman president?
No.
Doubtful.
Doubtful.
No.
You can say that about any woman
in the... Will she be the first he-she president?
Oh, good Lord.
Well, I think he's saying no. He thinks that she's a man.
I would say no.
No, he's not saying that she's not going to be the first a female president.
I'm saying she's not going to be president.
Okay.
Yeah, she's fucking guys.
She's not going to be president.
And it won't be Hillary either.
Of course it won't.
Okay.
If they fucking elect Hillary, man, something's wrong, man. Something's really wrong with the country.
Why? What has she done that you have proof of?
Well, you just said she killed people. I mean, is that,
maybe.
Is that good?
Objection, speculation.
You're the one that said that.
Again, this is the same thing. Michelle Obama has a dick. I'm saying this facetiously.
Well, it's not. There's nothing wrong with having it. I got
a
dick.
No, then this
is wrong with
truthful.
That.
Do you think she kills people?
No, I don't think she kills people.
At
you
all.
You just said that.
You just said you thought
As
she
Secretary
did.
Of State, she condoned missions like the Osama bin Laden kill. Yes, that,
Do
sure.
Do you think that she landed in Bosnia under sniper fire?
That's been proven to be false as well.
Okay, that's a long ago. All right. Yeah, case closed. No, check in, mate.
Obama was the first gay, first trans president. Wow, we're getting some good feedback on this. This is better than the McCarthy show.
You know what? You
sorry,
know what,
I fucked up.
My big annoyances with the conspiracy crowd right now is it used to be a funny joke for most people, but somewhere along the line, they forgot that it was a joke and became serious, and they started to believe some of this crazy shit.
That, now, some
when
of
it passed
not,
out of the realm of being a funny joke, a ha-ha.
Is that a problem, though?
Yes. Yeah, some of it's very believable, though.
It annoys me. It's like, what the fuck does it matter in the first place? Until you got no proof of this, and you're passing it off as fact.
Well, just that's saying. What I say, but what? So what are you getting so worked up about it for?
I don't know. You're right. I don't know why I get fucked.
Okay, one that can control your mood
is me.
You.
Right. You're not wrong.
No, I'm just saying, here's something that really doesn't drive me crazy at all. And I think, you know, somebody who doesn't believe in evolution, okay, I don't care of a shit. I do.
That seems pretty obvious that evolution is a real thing.
But does that really bother you? Listen, God made everybody, Jesus, you know, et cetera. Everything is religion. If they go about their business and that's what they believe,
does that hurt anybody? No, it doesn't hurt anybody.
Right. I don't have a problem with it.
No, do what you want to do. I will feel kind of sorry for you.
Docking
exists.
That's real. Okay.
I've docked plenty of times.
Just making sure.
What?
I took a boat into the Marina Mini.
Nah.
But I've never slid my dick into another man's or vice versa. Okay. If that's what you're asking.
Clarify, yes.
I don't have the necessary hardware to be slid into.
Yeah, I just don't believe that.
Did you dock with Michelle Obama?
Would you?
Would you dock with?
That's the better question. Yes. Would you?
I'm asking.
So are you asking if I would have vaginal intercourse with Michelle Obama because she doesn't have a penis?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yes,
we've established she had.
I think Michelle Obama is attractive enough to bang. If that's what you're asking.
No, docking.
No, I'm not docking with anybody. I'm not doing it. Have fun, you dockers out there that love docking. Knock yourselves out, videotape it, distribute it, make money on it.
You made a gay comment today. I don't know. I'm wondering about you.
What was my gay comment?
About me jerking you off.
Yeah, it was funny. Oh. He had his hand on the table jerking me off. Is that not funny?
If you're jerking me off, how the fuck am I gay, right? Like, you're the ones touching dick, yeah?
Did you ever see that episode of South Park where Butters was passed out, so Cartman put his Butters' dick in his mouth and took a picture of it to prove Butters was gay? That's pretty much
well. That is proof.
Butters just passed out. His dick was in another man's mouth. Just saying. All right. We'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for showing up. We got, like we said, we got the cult member lady next week. That'll be a good time. See you then.
It's a sex call, by the way.
I'm gonna ask her about Joe McCarthy.
That's the truth.
Please wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna take it!